Radio Network.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's right, and we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, taking some more of your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Phil in Ohio. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, bless you and yours, both of you. Real quick, Alex, you've had a number of information pieces on county sheriffs. I have a question, I guess. In the Constitution, it says the sheriff is a principal authority. For those that are in the know and informed and all that, they need to get together and work together. Can't the county sheriff form, organize, direct, and probably most important, arm a militia?
No, that's right. And that's right. And then the feds will have trouble demonizing it and making it look bad. You know, the way the open carry folks have done things is the right way to flaunt our rights so that people learn they're ours. We're going to exercise them, back off, and stop acting like they're bad. The Second Amendment is not put in a black bag like it's a porno magazine. And you're absolutely right. The feds are trying to get rid of sheriffs all over the country. They've got the cities trying to take those over, or the states abolish them. And it's just like taking the senators away from the states and making them generally elected, not appointed by the legislature. It's all about getting rid of the states, and sheriffs are a key in the fight. Bob Chapman?
I agree completely, and it's always been that way. And the gentleman's correct. We've got to get these sheriffs to work together, and they are. They're having meetings, and they know at these meetings it's discussed that what does the federal government want us to do? Well, they want them to do you to do all their dirty work so they don't have to do it.
All right, well said, Phil. Thank you. I'm going quick here. Michael in Canada, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, I just have a quick question for you, Alex.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on this whole Occupy Wall Street movement that's happening across U.S. right now?
Well, it's an incredibly complex issue. George Soros controlled groups, that's in the news today, put the call out 6 months ago that in October, if you didn't like the corruption of Wall Street, show up and protest. They left it nebulous to get everybody out there. Then they had the media put attention on it and say, we love Obama, give us communism, which didn't really speak for Occupy Wall Street. Now it has come out that from the beginning, George Soros and others have been trying to steer it. But because they failed to steer it, they have a pincer attack of shutting it down while still controlling the elements of it. Here's WorldNet Daily today. Occupy's nerve center, staffed by Soros activists, professional radicals caught red-handed running so-called leaderless movement. So that's an article right there. Bob Chapman, a final word on that.
Exactly the way you depict it. I think the only good thing that's come out of it is a lot of people attended these different meetings and gave their 2 cents worth about the middle of the road or slightly to the right version of what they were doing and how they were wrong. And I think they had quite an impact. And so I think that was positive, although we can't control what's positive. People went out and did it. And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and so Obama and Soros are trying to flush their creation down the toilet. And again, folks, Pete, and I appreciate your call, caller from Canada. You know, my point is that people, everything isn't simple. Like, is it good or is it bad? Like, is the U.S. military good or is it bad? No, military's good. At the top's run by evil people. Yeah, I mean, again, this is a little more sophisticated. And so there's no doubt. I get criticized for even saying it's got democratic operatives in it, which it does. Let's just be honest about it. They know revolution's coming. They want to try to steer it, Bob.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And I'm glad they're flushing it. It gives the people who want to demonstrate on their own the opportunity to do so.
Exactly. You don't need to go out because the adbusters and told you to, and then we're going to call to get rid of the middle class and just Wall Street's bad, period. No, the megabanks are bad. They're the monopoly. It's going after real free market. All right, Bob, great job. Great to have you with us. Well, Lord willing, we'll see you back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jam-packed broadcast lined up for you today. Coming up in 30 minutes, we didn't have time to finish our amazing discussion with Lindsey Williams yesterday, so he'll be with us for 30 minutes. Then Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare at the State Department and running CIA operations overthrowing major world leaders, and of course the co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books and film producer in his own right, will pop in for about 20, 30 minutes to give us his take on the fact that the West is trying to start a civil war in Pakistan. General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, who ran the Afghan war against the Soviets, successfully pretty much concurs with that last week when he was on. And, of course, our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. We'll look at the euro, gold, the dollar, and a lot more today, and jam in some of your phone calls. Now, I just got a call right as I was going live today, and then during the break, I talked to Derek, one of our sales guys, and he said, man, eFoodsDirect.com, one of our big sponsors, great horrible foods outfit that I use, is just getting hammered with calls about the press reports of the feds going into storable food facilities and asking for the list, demanding the list of who's getting storable food. And they just wanted us to relay to you that that's not happened to them, but they're being hammered. Their phone systems are melting down with calls. And of course, they would be the first to tell you if that did happen. And they are the biggest in the country. See, the feds know that a big outfit that's Patriot will go public. They're creeping around. And what's incredible, this is confirmed. Tennessee News, it's called The News Channel 5. In fact, we'll pull up the article in a little while. I haven't even given these to the guys yet. They're reporting that, oh, the Tennessee conducts door-to-door preparedness checks to ask about your storable food. And then Oath Keepers has an alert that's up at Infowars.com. Federal agents demand customer list from Mormon food storage facility. I'm going to get Kurt Nemo to integrate the News Channel article and this one into our own, because there are executive orders about food confiscation during emergencies. Well, I mean, they can sign executive orders and then they've got them on the books for gun confiscation. They're criminals. The government in the past, the Supreme Court has said that they could sterilize Native Americans in the 30s and that black people weren't human. I mean, our government for a while was linked up with Hitler. Just because these crooks have a bunch of paramilitary goons who think it's cool to go after people's food supply, raw milk's not evil, storable food's not bad, the Amish aren't bad, the government's bad. People running this government are bad. I mean, there's more news, and Holder has been caught perjuring himself, and he says, well, no, he said nobody lied at the DOJ. That's a quote. And here's a headline. He says it has nothing to do. He went on to say it has to do with your state of mind. So he says no one is lying and it has to do with your state of mind. These are people caught shipping guns into Mexico, drugs back into the country and laundering the money. New York Times last Sunday finally admitted it. AFP on Monday. And he gets up there and says, I didn't lie. DOJ didn't lie. It meant our intent, our state of mind. We weren't trying to lie. Of course, they said they weren't trying to blame it on the Second Amendment. Those memos have been made public by CBS 2 days ago. We wrote a more detailed article at Infowars.com. So they are a pack of criminal liars. Tyranny is when the government hijacks the population. It's when the government is taken over by criminals. And it happens in every case to every culture. No empire and no nation has ever lasted more than 235 years. You betcha we are the record holder. America, the United States, is long in the tooth. And criminals have taken over all the major power positions. Corzine went in and said, I don't know where the money went. When he gave the orders to take the private accounts and then resigned. I mean, do you get it? They'll do anything. And why? Because all of the federal regulators are his former employees. The head of the CFTC is his former right-hand man who was invested in MF Global and has disappeared. And no one in the mainstream media is saying, why has he disappeared? Where is the money? It's just, well, we're going to learn from this. So the money's gone. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Corzine. Well, thank you very much. Yes, I don't know where to win. They're like, oh, that sounds very reasonable. Thank you. And you've got Holder up there saying, I didn't lie to you. Okay, we didn't know, but we didn't mean to lie when we lied. I mean, do you get it, folks? These are dangerous criminals who run Homeland Security, and they will stage terror attacks. You better believe that. In fact, there's a new announcement. They're out today. Homegrown terrorists are going to strike, and Homeland Security says their new main focus is domestic right-wing groups, and the right-wingers are going to blow stuff up any minute. We've got to arrest them because the right-wingers exposed us shipping guns into Mexico and are stealing money. That's what's really happening. Is the Patriots know who these crooks are, have studied them, and have been on top of this. And now our credibility is going straight up like a Saturn rocket, okay? Heavy lifting right into orbit above these criminals. We've got the high ground. They know it. They don't like it. So what are they going to do? They're going to start wars. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on domestic groups and sick the paramilitary steroid heads on us. And that's not going to work either. So, it is just disastrous. Let's go ahead and play part of the exchange on C-SPAN yesterday with Eric Holder up there. Caught lying, memos all public, shipping guns into Mexico, and then blaming the Second Amendment for it. A false flag caught red-handed that has killed hundreds of people, including three police officers and three Border Patrol agents. Confirmed. confirmed so they could blame the Second Amendment. It was never about tracking the guns and tracking the drug money. The banks that run this country, oh, they sure track the drug money. Oh, absolutely. They run the entire operation, including the aircraft shipping the drugs in. Source Bloomberg, AP Reuters. $376 billion in a two-year period. Wachovia, Wells Fargo. Running the giant aircraft, leasing them, paying for them, running the aircraft. The war on drugs is to bust anybody shipping in large quantities that isn't laundered to the globalist operation. Period. End of story. You know what? Let's just go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
What are you going to do to clean up this mess?
Well, first let me make something very clear, and in response to an assertion that you made.
Hit pause, back it up. I'm going to start over again. Notice even the toughest questions he got from that particular congressman is, how are you going to clean up this mess? That's like asking a rapist that busts in a house and rapes a woman he's lusting after and knocks her teeth out and shoots her in the head, and the cops show up, there's a dead woman there, and they say, how are you going to clean up this mess? Like it's a mess. He intended to engage in this crime. It isn't a mess. It isn't an accident. It isn't, oh, gee, I didn't build this five-story balcony correctly, and my wife went out there, and it fell, and she died, and so I get an involuntary manslaughter charge for negligence. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about cleaning up a mess. We're talking about dirtbag criminals staging a terror attack of guns on our country in Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, caught red-handed by these terrorists. These are terrorists. Go back to the terrorist. Go back to him.
What are you going to do to clean up this mess?
Well, first let me make something very clear, and in response to an assertion that you made or hinted at, nobody in the Justice Department has lied.
Nobody. Why was the letter withdrawn?
The letter was withdrawn because there's information in there that was inaccurate.
Oh, man!
The Justice Department letter of February.
Okay, well, tell me what's the difference between lying and misleading Congress in this context.
Well, if you want to have this legal conversation, it all has to do with your state of mind and whether or not you had the requisite intent to come up with something that can be considered perjury or a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The information that was provided in that February 4th letter was gleaned by the people who drafted the letter after they interacted with people who they thought were in the best position to have the information.
Okay. Now, the way...
Stop right there. They ordered subordinates who weren't part of the program to write a letter. That'd be like if the cops came here to question, let's say, me for a hit and run they think I hypothetically was involved in. And they're here to interview Alex Jones, and I won't talk to them. I just say, go talk to the secretary. And then, of course, the secretary's going to go, I don't know if 2 weeks ago Alex Jones ran over somebody and drove off from the scene. And then it turns out that I did run over the person. And then they're sitting there going, well, that was because the people who were involved didn't know anything about it. That's right. And you had people, when you were subpoenaed by Congress, go and lie for you who supposedly weren't involved. And it turns out you have publicly said you didn't know. And now it's known that you did know. And that Janet Reno Napolitano, that's right, Miss Napolitano, Mrs. Janet Napolitano, I'm sorry, confused with Janet Reno, same type of criminal creature, same clone, whatever, off the same devil's apple cart. Here they are. Here they are. Just in everybody's face, lying. In the memos, CBS has them. Oh, we're going to do this to blame the Second Amendment. Won't it be great? Yeah, what a bunch of dirtbag crooks. And if you don't think these people won't stage terror attacks, that attorney general was the deputy attorney general when Oklahoma City happened and was in it to his eyeballs. He's a very dangerous person. That's a hardcore criminal. People are like, that's shocking to say. Yeah, they ship guns into Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment. So let's finish up the clip as we go to break. We'll come back. Here it is.
That's a question of what, because there have been inconsistent submissions to Congress. You know, you yourself testified that you'd only heard about it a few weeks earlier, and then in November you said it probably was a few months. as late as October 7th, in response to the allegations that you lied on May 3rd, you wrote to Congress your statements on...
All right, we'll come back with more of these dangerous terrorists. And look, those aren't just words. These are terrorist caught.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This out-of-control criminal government that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants. And again, it's not fun. This is not a game. It's not a joke. We have a government that ships guns into Mexico to get people killed so they can take our guns away. That is terrorist. Face it. And driving into work this morning, I saw not one, not two, not three, not four, but five state police cars in a 20-minute drive writing people tickets. And I watched them. They were pulling cars over there. Might have been going 5-6 miles over the speed limit. I mean, it is so incredible to see this kind of stuff going on. It is so amazing to see this type of garbage. Here they are nickel and diming people while they have a completely criminal government, and it's on record that illegal aliens across the United States are above the law, and the state police all over the country just leave them alone. And the state police have admitted it to my face. But while the citizens have the book thrown at them so that the state of Texas could buy a $600,000+ 34-foot speedboat to interdict criminals on Texas waterways. We sent a crew out yesterday when they were showing it off to the media. You could buy six boats. I went and looked it up that were as big as this and almost as fast for the same price. But why not? They've got plenty of money. Why not have $10 million helicopters everywhere harassing people while mafia government sits there and robs the daylights out of everybody? And it's the same all over the country. You hear about small town mayors giving themselves $800,000 a year. You read about this stuff and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Let's go ahead and finish up with the... Oh, the clip's done. We played all of it where he's up there saying nobody at the DOJ has lied. And he says it has to do with your state of mind. I mean, just the arrogance of these people. And then look at this article out of USA Today. White House unveils new strategy to combat homegrown terror. The White House unveiled a strategy Thursday aimed at battling homegrown terrorism that emphasized better coordination with local authorities. The United States has made significant progress in degrading al-Qaeda's capabilities, who they put in charge in Libya and get on airplanes. I mean, it's just pure bull when you know about this stuff. President Obama noted today that 22 of the top 30 al-Qaeda operatives have been killed or captured under his watch. Intelligence officials suspect the terror organization is increasingly focused on seeking U.S.-born collaborators to carry out attacks. And it goes on to say they're now looking at domestic groups and fighting. The strategy has broad outlines for fighting extremism. And then you go through the national security strategy, and it's the libertarians, the gun owners, the returning veterans, yada, 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 the normal deal. Shifting the whole thing over now, as you see with the TSA, PSAs, where every terrorist is a white person clean cut, and every person reporting them is a so-called minority. We're already basically the majority in this country, all quote minorities together. So, and they admit, yes, we're rebranding. So first they sold to white people all the brown people are terrorists. And you go to the police shooting ranges, you know, that's who they're shooting people in turbans or brown skinned people in the little pop ups. And then now they, because white folks are like, well, at least it didn't, you know, us. We're not really racist, but still, at least it's not a white guy. I mean, you know, brown guys are a little bit different than us. And now it's, okay, well, now we're just going to say all the white people are terrorists, too. And so they're done. Everybody's a terrorist. Nobody can be trusted except the government. They're going to take our rights away to fight the terrorists when they're not getting the underwear bomber on the airplane confirmed, congressional testimony, when they're not protecting Major Hassan for 2 years on record, when they're not getting the shoe bomber on, just mentally ill patsies, or when they're not shipping the guns into Mexico to then destabilize things and blame the Second Amendment. I mean, there it is. And imagine what else is going on with these people. It's incredible. And now in Tennessee, they're going door to door, and they went to a Mormon cannery. That's part of the Mormon religion is be prepared. And they you know, they sell the locals who come there. And they went there, and it's reported Oath Keepers has learned that federal agents recently visited Latter-day Saints Mormon Church food storage cannery in Tennessee, demanding customer lists, wanting to know the identity of Americans who were purchasing food storage from the Mormons. This incident was confirmed by Oath Keepers, Tennessee Chapter President Rand Cardwell. Here is Rand's report, and it goes over it. And then I've got Channel 5 News, Channel 5 News in Tennessee reporting basically the same stuff. I mean, there's no end to this criminal government. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and I have just gone into absolute anger mode by what's happening. I mean, even behind the scenes, I am on the verge of exploding because our country has got a case of serious tyranny, and we have got to respond to it, and we've got to deal with it, because now the criminals are being exposed. They're butchering the country, and they're making their move. Now, I wanted to get Lindsey Williams back on. I'm going to give you the floor, Lindsey, here. We've only got you for 30 minutes. We didn't have time to finish yesterday. I want you to recap the latest point in Iran, the other 5 points, how it ties in, that your former oil company executive insider info you were given. And then I want you to get into the religious part of how the elite are operating, because I know they've taken over the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. I know they're putting their propaganda in. at every level. I know all of that is happening. And I know they've taken over many of the churches. And so that's part of their program. When you say devil messiah, that means their counterfeit church that the Rockefellers have set up and others. So I want to just, until we go out, you know, to the end of the hour here, I want to let you roll here. You don't need to thank me or any of that, you know, normal pleasantries. Just get right into the 5 points, the Iran point, and then what they got into, what the elite believes is going to happen in 2012. Because I know who your source is. Dr. Monteith talked to him and the other source, Ken Fromm, who's now died of cancer last year. And so I want to just hear from you what they have to say, because so much of what they've broken down has come true and unfolded. Lindsey Williams, thanks for being with us here on short notice since yesterday.
I feel so honored that years ago God would have allowed me to be asked to be the chaplain to the elite of the world for a three-year period, and then to keep in touch with these people over these years so that I could come here today on the Alex Jones Show and save you major heartache. If you had listened, you did, those of you who did listen to Mr. Ken Fromm before he died, If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You didn't lose one single penny in the MF Global collapse and bankruptcy here the other day because you listened to what he said. This is how the elite can save you. These men are old, 70s and 80s. They are talking as old men. You will not lose a single penny in the dollar collapse. And I think it will be next year. From what they're telling me, you will not lose one penny in the dollar collapse if you were just merely follow the guidelines of the things we're trying to tell you that the elite are telling me. The devil's messiah agenda, which I'm going to get into today, your family will not be corrupted. Your children will not suffer the onslaughts of this agenda in 2012 because you have heard the truth right here on the Alex Jones Show, and you know what to do. Well, I'm going to try to do exactly what Alex just said. I'm going to try to give it as fast as I can. I'll begin, first of all, with Iran. I was contacted within the last week. This is only days ago. And my elitist friend let me know everything is going to happen with Iran. There is going to be a conflict with Iran, but it is not going to take place right now. Now, I know I'm sticking my neck out a long ways today. I have no choice. I must tell you what is being told to me so that you can prepare for what is going to take place. They want a conflict with Iran. Now, you remember 3 years ago, I went to Mr. Fromm, and I said, is there going to be a conflict with Iran? He laughed over the phone and said, no, not for at least 2.5 years. Well, it happened exactly like he said. I'm telling you now, according to my elitist contacts, there is going to be a major conflict with Iran. It will probably take place well up into 2012. It is not going to happen this month, next month, or possibly the following month, even though we have our warships over there. Russia has their warships over there. Syria is a major issue. China has said, I will come to the rescue of Syria if NATO goes in. Iran has said that they will go to the rescue of Syria if we do anything over there. So that puts China, Russia, Iran, the United States of America, on the collision course. I know it's right now so touchy. They showed a picture of our drone. They actually captured the drone that we sent over Iran and showed a picture of this thing that is a stealth drone. Unbelievable. My son showed it to me on the internet last night. All of these things are being done to harass, intimidate, every way they can to get Iran upset because they do not want Israel to shoot the first shot. They do not want the United States of America to have the shot that was heard around the world. They want to harass and intimidate and anger Iran to the point that Iran will do the first, and then it came out as to why. You know, sometimes it's really not what the elite do as much as it is the reason why they do it. And the reason why they're going to are doing what they're doing in Iran. Why don't they do it to North Korea? Why don't they take on other nations who have the bomb? Why is it that they pick on Iran so much? Why is that the number one issue right now? The reason why is the thing that is so important. Let me read it again. It is so, people, please, you must shout this across this nation. I'm so glad that I have the privilege of being on one of the most prominent conservative radio talk show host program today, Alex Jones and Genesis Network, that is doing such a marvelous job, because I have the opportunity to let millions of people know today, folks, you must stop this president of ours. You positively must know what the agenda is, whereby he is connected with the elite, and what the elite have told me about Iran is connected with what he plans to do. He's in trouble right now. His ratings are down. The economy is in shambles. The unemployment lines are getting longer and longer. And I want to read to you, you've got to know this. And whenever you see it happen, I hope it will enrage you.
Okay, but Lindsay, I want you to go over all that. But in the time we've got, I'm going to let you take us out to break here. So I'm turning my mic off. And, you know, sitting back, it's hard for me not to jump in because my brain burns with, points I want to make. Get into the religious angle and what their devil messiah is, because that's the point you didn't get to yesterday.
Yes, there is a, all right, let me try to find the word here right quick. Okay, the elite have a think tank. And back about 5 or 6 months ago, I was given the 5 agendas of the elite for the year 2012. And I was so startled until I didn't do a single radio talk show for over 2 months. I couldn't. I was scared to death of what I had. And one of them was the devil's messiah. Now, you've heard me speak of this before, because when Mr. Fromm and I were on the phone together back 2 or 3 years ago, he used the expression one day, devil's messiah, and I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. And I didn't understand it fully until now, and you'll see it during 2012. Folks, please, 2012 will be the most eventful year in 2,000 years, and one of them is because of the devil's messiah program. And Mr. Fromm used that expression, and I said, Ken, what are you talking about? And he went on to explain, it is not a part of the book of Revelation. It has nothing to do with the Antichrist. Rather, it is the program whereby they had to demoralize America by removing the God that made America great from our society before they could bring in the new world order. They have amazingly succeeded through our schools, through our churches, 501c3 for the church, for the schools. They've put in evolution so that people would think they were evolutionized animals and act like them. They've brought in the drug craze. They've gotten us in war after war. They've demoralized our nation and brought us to the point where they could bring in that immoral program, which is devil's messiah. And this coming year, 2012, they have an agenda that is accelerated to the devil's messiah program. It is so startling. Until when I tried to put this in the DVD, I really couldn't say it. The words would not even properly describe what these people were doing. We actually had to show it in about 10 to 15 minutes of DVD clips in order to explain to you what the devil's messiah program is. And it basically is, during 2012, they have certain goals that they're going to bring in. One of them is to bring our nation to the point that we will beg for, plead for, and want the new currency and the new world order. And part of doing it is to so demoralize the nation that we'll have no conscience whatsoever as to what we should do morally. So the devil's messiah program is a demoralization program for the year 2012, accelerated during that year. Now, when we were on set doing this new DVD, 2012, the beginning of the end, I asked an individual to be with me who is one of the outstanding financial advisors of America. And right on the set, I didn't know he was going to do this, right on the set, he said, wait a minute, Chaplain. He said, my son experienced this the other day. I said, what are you talking about? He said, my son always homeschooled him. He said we moved out of the city and into the country. We thought that in a smaller town environment, we wouldn't have to put up with what we put up with in the city, so we put him in the public school. He said, my son, he's a teenager, by the way. He said he came home the other day, and he said, Daddy, I got to tell you what I saw. He said, we were forced to watch it. He said, we had no choice. It appeared on the television. He said every classroom in America that has a television showed this. And he said it was the President of the United States of America talking about the very thing that I've heard you talk about. And he went on to tell me what the President of the United States of America was saying, and we've got it on this new DVD recorded so you can see it, what the President of the United States of America said about the demoralization program, the devil's messiah agenda, which I was... You will not hear this expression, devil's messiah, from any of the news media. It is their personal code words for their program of demoralization of the United States of America. It is even being promoted by the President of the United States of America in the classrooms of our country. And you are going to be faced with a demoralization program for you and your children in 2012 that will bring us to the point that people will no longer have a conscience to turn down the new world order system, folks. You must be guarded against it. Now, let me tell you why 2012 is so vitally important to this. And this, again, goes back to the think tank of the elite. And when I was told this 4 or 5 months ago, it startled me so much, I started doing my own Bible study. Why is it that 2012 is so important? No. Now, it's not the Mayan calendar. That is not the only reason. Yes, don't take the Mayan calendar for granted. After all, that was a very advanced culture for their time. And they did develop a calendar. And I think it's December the 21st, 2012, they bring this present dispensation to an end and start a brand new one. Now, don't take that for granted. But that is not what it's based on. The elite. And I'm sorry to have to say this, but in many instances, the elite know more about prophetic scriptures than what the average pastor does. And I say that having been a pastor of a church for 12 years myself. The think tank of the elite have come to the conclusion that in 2012, there are going to be some divine manifestations. But whenever I tell you why they came to this conclusion, pastors, I have never heard this in any pulpit in America. I never gave it myself. I never saw it until this was told to me back a few months ago. And when I saw it, I was utterly dumbfounded. Here it is. I'll give it as quickly as I can. And Alex, again, thank you so much for kind of giving me the floor here, because you're right. I have a lot to say. Why 2012 and not the year 2000? There's a very definite reason why. Everybody, I mean, nearly every Christian I know, myself included, when the year 2000 came around, I knew something was going to happen in the divine realm. I'm not talking about the coming of Christ. I'm talking about some events in the divine manifestation realm. But it didn't happen. Nothing took place. And I must admit, I was disappointed, because I know that from the Old Testament, that from Adam until Christ was 4,000 years. I mean, there's no question about knowing this. Go to the genealogies of the Old Testament. You'll find it for yourself. We know that from Christ and until the year 2000 was approximately 2,000 years. It might have been give or take a little bit because the Roman calendar is off, but not much. Now, I must go to the scriptures. Please write this down. This is exactly what the elite know. They've got this down pat. They know it's going to happen. 2 Peter, in the New Testament, in God's holy word, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Please read the context, all of you. Get your Bibles. Open them up after the program. Don't you change that dial now. And after the program, open them and look for yourself at the context of 2 Peter 3:8, and you'll find out that it's talking about a relationship between the 6 days of creation in the book of Genesis and what God's timetable is. In 6 days he created the heavens and the earth. The seventh day he rested. We know the seventh day is like unto the millennium of 1,000 years. Now you take the other 6,000, and what do you have? It brings us up to the year 2000. If a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day in the mind and the type, the way that God thinks, well, what does that place us? It places the year 2000. And this is the reason that many of us thought that something would take place in the year 2000, but it didn't. And I was disappointed. The elite know why something's going to take place in 2012. I ask you the question for lack of time to give a lengthy explanation. Please get the lengthy explanation on our DVD series, 2012, The Beginning of the End. And why is it happening in 2012? There's a reason why. At what age did the ministry of Jesus Christ begin? It did not begin at his birth. His birth was very insignificant. It was in a manger, in a stable, and nobody came to it except the shepherds. Now, the wise men didn't come until approximately 2 years later. Read your Bible, folks. I know at Christmas time they got the wise men and shepherds all out on the church lawn in a scene, but it's not true. Look at your Bible. You'll find out that the wise men came about 2 years later to a house to see a young child, and the only person that came to his birth was the shepherds. And when they came, it would not broadcast all over the countryside. Even the Alex Jones show wouldn't have had one back in those days. It was so insignificant. But when did the ministry of Jesus Christ begin? Please go to Hebrew tradition. It's called Bar Mitzvah. It's approximately 12 years of age.
And again, the globalists are completely obsessed with numerology, the occult, everything, and they've claimed 2012 is from the Mayans so that they can ignore the Bible, but they have other reasons, and it's true. The globalists are obsessed with the occult and the Bible, and this is what you were told by this individual. We'll finish this up in a short segment straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
joining us for 20 or 30 minutes. Then we've got Steve Shane coming on, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, where I've gotten my storable foods. I bought them from three or four other places, and they were all terrible or old. This is fresh, quality, made in America. But the reason is they're getting flooded with phone calls, and they called us this morning, and I made some other calls. Other storable foods outfits are as well, because of an article out of News Channel 5 in Tennessee, door-to-door assessment for disaster preparedness, and amongst the 22 questions, because they don't list the questions here, but we've talked to the locals, they are asking, yeah, storable food, firearms, stuff like that. It says 22 questions are asked. They may include, what is your primary way of getting in information during a disaster or emergency? What special assistance might you need from emergency responders? But this is being handed back to the feds. And then we have Oath Keepers confirming from their Tennessee head that and of course the group doesn't want to be named, but they've been there and confirmed it, that a Mormon cannery there, a smaller one, people go and buy storable foods, was visited by the FBI. So we don't know if this is isolated to this or if it's connected to this, but storable food is getting huge now. I mean, I heard it on a rock and roll station this morning. I'm out. Don't go to a FEMA camp. Be prepared. And we're going to talk to Steve Shank about it, because if he knows anything about this, and I've talked to him, he there isn't any information, but he can speak to it generally. He'll be able to break it down for us when he pops in. And then Bob Chapman. Going back real quick, Lindsay, we're almost out of time here, and I appreciate you coming on. We'll have to check in with you in the near future again. Five, 6 months passed, and I just like in the twinkling of an eye, I'm like, wow, we got to get Lindsay Williams on. Yes, I mean, for those that study the Bible, if things are repeated over and over again, what happens in Ezekiel then manifests in another way. I know it's very complex, but theologians understand it, and it certainly does manifest itself. So finishing up with a timetable of why the elite from reading the Bible believe 2012 is such a big year.
2012 is the most eventful year in 2,000 years because of when Jesus Christ began his ministry, the prophets of the scriptures would have given anything to live in 2012. This is the most exciting year you'll ever live in. You remember at 12 years of age that Christ was taken by his parents to the temple. And in modern-day Hebrew tradition, would have been called Bar Mitzvah. And when they went to get him and take him home, I want to reach you his words. How is it that you sought me? Wished you not that I must be about my Father's business? At what year did Jesus Christ begin his earthly ministry? You have to hear the whole background to this. He began it at 12 years of age. 2000, nothing happened. That is something catastrophic, the most unusual you've ever seen going to take place.
Sure, you're saying at the end of his 12th year, about to become 13, that's why it's at the end of 2012 they think all this stuff is going to happen, because it's 6,000 years from Genesis with 12 years added on the end. That's basically what this former oil company CEO told you?
2012, there will be divine manifestations, is what they're saying. I did not say divine intervention. You remember that when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den in the book of Daniel, God did not save him from the lion's den. Instead, he went to the lion's den with him. God's not going to come back and save you from the New World Order. God's going to give you enough sense and understanding to know what to do so that you can live a normal life through what the New World Order is going to give you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children, God did not keep them from going to the fire furnace. He went in the fire furnace with them. And
what about the seven fat years and the seven lean, too?
Yes, and the king went down into the fire furnace, and he said, wait a minute, how many did I throw in there? And the soldier said, three. And he said, I'll see four down there. And the fourth is likened unto the Son of God. You are going to see, Alex, I guarantee you that you will have me on your program at least once a month interpreting what's happening in 2012. We're going to see some of the most unusual divine manifestations. You're going to see unusual devil's messiah programs. You're going to see unusual things about the financial world take place in 2012. It's going to fulfill so much of the scriptures, you will be amazed. You will not have to suffer through this time.
Amazing. Lindsay Williams, thank you so much. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.